It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly outdoor show here on KETR. We've been doing this now, I think, going into our fifth year. Every week I have the pleasure of visiting with you and whoever our guest is that particular week. And this week, our guest is Larry Sparks. Now, Larry owns Sparky's Guide Service up at Lake Texoma. You've visited with Larry on the radio with me many, many times. We want to go to Texoma. The deal is right now is it's a great time to get up there and stock a cooler and a freezer up with some catfish fillets. That's really what we want to cover. Larry, thank you very much for being with us, sir.
You bet, Luke. Just glad to be here today.
Yeah, man. I have kept tabs with you. I see your pictures on Facebook, and, of course, I visit with you a good bit. But right now at Texoma, you can go up there and sack up a bunch of catfish, and we're going to get into the way that you run the catfish trips in just a second here. But the fact is right now, probably due to water temperature from what you've told me, the stripers have been a bit slow, but your fishermen have been, well, they've been catching tons of catfish, right?
Yeah, Luke, you know, we got to do something.
Yep.
So catfish just seems to be the way to go. And I mean, as you know, and I know, there's nothing any better than a big old catfish fillet fried up in cornmeal.
So, oh, man.
And we are really catching some nice cat, and I mean, not that we catch all big ones, but we catch a lot of nice eating size, and I mean, it's been really good the last 2 or 3 weeks now.
Yeah, well, let's kind of paint a picture, Larry, for all of our listeners. How you've been fishing. Now you'll set out several jug lines, right?
Yes, we will, Luke. You know, I'm getting them because I'm getting the people here and still need more. But we're setting out usually the night before my guide or myself, and we're going out. We're setting out, just pulling how many people's with us that
yeah.
day, maybe 15, 20 jugs.
Right.
We go out the night before and set them out. So when they come that next morning, that's one of the first things we do is go run and bait. And it's, you know, that's a jump start to our catfish program. We go in and then usually we're gonna have quite a few fish on already. So anyway, we'll get them baited back out. And, then we're going and doing some, we've got some holes baited and we're catching some really nice channel cat on rod and reel. And, to me, that's a bonus to this program. I mean, a lot of people are doing jug lines around, and probably everybody's catching some fish, but I really haven't seen a lot of them catching them on rod and reel, out of the lake. And, that kind of adds a little to our excitement. And, tell you what, it makes for a pretty nice day and some tremendous eating.
Oh, man. It's, yeah. Now, let's think about the jug line, Larry. On an average, I know you can catch a 60-pounder sometimes, blues up there, especially at Lake Texoma. But your average, is it pretty common to catch, 5 to 10-pound blues on the jugs?
When you said that, I was just sitting here. I was going to say 4 to 6, 7, 8 pounds. I caught one that went 50.
Yep.
The first day I set them out, the first jug they run. So, and that's been a couple weeks ago there when we first started this little program. So you're always out to catch a good one. And, sometimes just according to the person we got with us, a lot of them will want to turn them loose and some of them want to keep them, but
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We can keep one, so
right,
it's kind of, but I do know those 4 to 8-10 pounder. They eat pretty dang well.
They're the best eating.
And we catch plenty of fish. That's the other part of it.
Yeah, and then you know, a good sunny day or just a day that you can get out in the wintertime, get up there, and get some friends together or family and get with you. It's an awesome way to spend a day. I just love Lake Texoma for whatever I'm fishing for, because I usually fish up there with you, really, one of your guides. But
I'm really just trying to keep that in here. I think we're scheduled to do a little. We're going to do a little catfish trip here in the next day or so.
Yeah, and if it works out where we can do that, folks, you know, a lot of you. Read the Greenville Herald Banner, I was talking to the editor there of the Greenville Herald Banner a couple weeks ago, and our column has been running every week in the Greenville Herald Banner I think for 16 years now. So that'll give me a good story if it works out where we could fish and maybe get some pictures for all you listeners to read too. But yeah, Larry, the jug line to me is an exciting way to fish, and I do this. I've got a buddy out here around Cedar Creek Lake, and he's got two lakes. One is about 100 acres, and one is 200 acres, and they're connected by a channel. And when the Trinity gets up, you know, it floods these lakes, and there's got a lot of blue catfish, but nothing I like better other than being up there with you is getting out there. I've got this little kayak looking boat called a new canoe, but I've got about 8 jug lines that I'll set out and then go and fish rod and reel and look out there with binoculars. I'll set up out there, and then when you see that jug just scooting around the top of the water, I mean, you know you got one, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Look, and something we didn't talk about either, and that I tell you what, if some of these folks who got kids, they love to fish. I mean,
oh, yeah.
When they reach down there and grab that jug and they think they're about to get pulled in the water, it does get exciting, and that happens quite often, and kids just love to run jug lines. I mean, they really do.
Yeah, well, the thing is, and you've got the jug set before folks get out there, so there's probably going to be some fish waiting on you, more than likely.
Just nearly met on it.
Yeah, yeah. And then you start off running the jugs. That gets everybody fired up. And then you go, I'm going to assume, now when you're fishing, you use a punch bait over baited holes that you've got out there, and that concentrates the fish. Are most of those still blues that you catch?
No, Luke, it's channels. Not. I mean, we're catching probably more cat. We're channel cat.
Yeah.
And then we are the blues on the punch bait and over the baited hole. Kind of surprising, but it's just opposite on the jug line.
That's it. Well, the blues, I know this, and you definitely know it. They're more of a roving fish, subject to be suspended a lot more. But those old channel cat, are you catching most of the channel cat using punch bait right near the bottom?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's typical channel cat, isn't it, Larry?
Yep, it is. It really is. I have something I've done all my life. You know, I fished Lake Kemp, had an old boathouse. I grew up in an old crappie house there on Lake Kemp, which is west Wichita Falls, Texas. And I did that for years and years. And it always worked. So
yeah,
I knew it was going to work here. So
yeah, a lot of people are not savvy to the fact that channel cat bite well in the wintertime too. And in the baiting, do you bait with range cubes or soured grain or what?
I really like soured grain, but I've used the range cubes. Some of the best baiting material I ever used was just cottonseed meal.
Yeah.
I mean, and put it in sacks and drop it down. I mean the cats, they go crazy over this stuff.
They do, and even in cold water where the scent doesn't disperse as quickly, I guess, as during the summertime, but they can still, that catfish has got such a refined sense of smell that I've read that they can pick up one part in a million of, you know, blood. So they know how to find that food, And is it a lot of times? Is it fairly fast paced when you get over the in the wintertime on these channel cat? You know, get over the bait hole.
Well, it can be. I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, some days it is, some days it's not. It's just kind of like whether we're crappie fishing or whatever, or bass fishing. I mean, some days they bite good, and there's other days they don't bite.
It's fishing. Back to the jugs for our folks that want to do some jug line fishing, Larry. What kind of hook do you use on when you're setting
up? I'm using a 5-0 Eagle Claw stainless. I want a good stout hook because, you're going to hook, usually, like I said, we're going to hook a good fish, or two. And I don't want to lose him. They might not want to keep him, but I want them to see him anyway.
You bet. Now, on your when you're channel cat fishing, I'm going to guess you might use a number 4 treble for the punch bait, something like that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That number 4 is pretty standard, isn't it,
yeah,
for punch bait
it
fishing? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well, I tell you what, to the stripers, the water temperature is going to be warming, And they'll probably be right back on here in a matter of a short time. But in the meantime, what in the world is wrong with filling a cooler full of those snow white blue catfish fillets? I like that. I'm looking forward to when I can get up there with you soon.
Boy, I'm looking forward too. I really do. And like I said, I've got a few in the freezer.
Got it. As the old farmers used to say, you have some laid by for future
fish.
I
got it laid by.
Well, Larry, I want to make sure that we connect everybody with you. We've got another minute or so to visit, but SparkysGuideService.com is the website. We'll put it on the headlines this week and on Outdoors with Luke Clayton on KETR.org. And a little write-up there is always there telling what this show is about. But if someone wants to call you, what's a good number to reach you, Larry?
Luke, the same one I've had forever, and it's 580-916-2293.
Okay. One other thing. We've got a little time, too, to visit. The time of day, this is what a lot of people think about, especially if they have kids. If they want to go plan a fishing trip with a guide, say they have to drive an hour or two to get up to Lake Texoma from where they live. Say they live around Dallas. Now, are these catfish trips, are they necessarily early morning? Do they have to be there at the break of daylight, or how would that work?
No, Luke, they don't, and that's a good thing. That's what I was saying. I would go probably put out the jugs for the trip the night before, and so that means when we get there, them fish are going to be there, whether it's 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whenever, then we'll just start taking off fish and rebaiting. It ought to, when they get here, it's going to be instant catching.
That's what, especially kids and me too, that's always the best. Larry, thanks a lot for being with us, buddy. I'll get you back. Texoma is a huge interest to people up in Northeast Texas. A lot of people fish there. And just say, for instance, from Greenville or Commerce, you can be at Texoma in an hour and 15 minutes. It's not the other side of the world, but there's a lot going on, a lot to offer when you get there. So we'll get you back here in a few weeks. And when these stripers turn on, which is going to happen soon, I'll get you to give everyone.
Real soon, Luke. It's not far. Just for the folks, let them remember that Texoma's not dead. We're still catching fish. So it's not dead at all.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thanks very much for tuning in today. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors. We'll be right back.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.